Hello, West Liberty. This is Mason. You're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. In the studio with me today, I have Zach Whipp, the current risk management chair of Phi Delta Theta, West Virginia Gamma. Whipp has also served as the social chair.
Yep, social chair.
We also have a live studio audience with us today. We have our next interviewee and Nicholas Saris.
And both Phi Delta.
Both Phi Delts.
Yep, thanks for having me on the show, man.
Yep, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, bro. You know, it's been a couple of stressful weeks, but we're getting through it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm just going to jump right into the questions. Whenever you wanted to join, or whenever you found Phi Delta, what played into your decision, events, people?
Usually people will say they didn't really, like, know people down here, but I knew a couple of people. But the one thing that played into it was when I went to a bonfire and I met everyone there. That's when it kind of, like, came to me, like, yeah, we're a brotherhood. And, yeah, I think the biggest thing was probably the bonfires that we had. It was during COVID, so we couldn't do much. So we had a lot of bonfires, probably, like, 6 bonfires in a semester, and that's a main point on why I joined.
Was there any other events that you went to? Like, so in the past, we had Top Golf with Ashton, and we had the organization fair with Dee Dee.
Like, sometimes we have poker night or whatever where we go to Ashton's, which is our president. I think we went there during the semester, and I believe it was a poker night, and mostly everyone from the frat was there. So that's how I met most of the people, too, and, like, got to know how they acted, how they were. All that stuff. So, yeah, definitely the bonfire, then going to Ashton's house for that poker night, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your responsibilities as risk management. What do you do?
As risk management, I mean, everyone in our frat or grown men, they should know what to do and what not to do. But my job is pretty much to make sure everyone, no one acts out of line, no one's doing anything extra, you know, not doing anything they shouldn't be doing. That's basically my job. And just to keep everyone in track, make sure everyone's doing good in school. Just no one's messing around, really.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you, what played a role in you joining Phi Delta? What was, like, an event that stood out to you?
Okay. So I'll reiterate the conversation that Dee Dee and I had. We talked about how Dee Dee met Steven in the business lounge. And then Steven was like, hey, I'm going over to this fraternity house. Do you want to come? And I was like, sure. Why not?
Right.
I never thought about being in a frat.
Me neither.
I was like, that's not my crowd.
Right.
And then, so we went up to the frat house. I forget who was there. I think you might have been there.
I probably was there.
Andrew was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got invited to the serenades for homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
And I told Dee Dee, I was like, this is weird that I knew you for like 20 minutes and watching you dance around on stage in front of the whole school, pretty much.
That does take some guts.
Was embarrassing for you, but it was also like, what in the world? This is what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, that does take a lot of guts. And like when I remember when you first joined, you were talking to everyone. There's some people that come to our first meetings and stuff and won't be very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you joined, you were super vocal. So like, yeah, for anyone, like if you want to join, you don't got to be worried about anything.
Yeah, and it was, so a lot of the people I already knew, like I had a class with Andrew. And he was also on the same floor and wing of Hughes Hall.
And we were sweet mates.
And
we didn't even, I didn't even pick up on it.
We talked like one time, and then we just shared a bathroom.
Yep.
And sweet then mates. I was like, wait, what?
I had you in my contacts as Mason / roommate. And then you texted me and was like, hey, we were roommates your freshman year. I was like, holy crap, you're right.
Yep. That was like, wow. Good thing I ended up here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you were so like vocal when you first met us, because most people aren't like that. They're super quiet when they first meet us.
I mean, I'm always annoying and loud. And
you said annoying. I wouldn't say annoying. I would say very vocal.
Well, other people have different opinions.
Right, yeah, but like, yeah, I think that's what we should start doing this semester, is having a lot of bonfires when it gets warmer out,
because
that's how it brought in a lot of people. That brought in me and Andrew, I believe.
Yeah, that'd be a fun time.
Yep.
What are some of your skills that you've developed as being the social chair and now the risk manager?
Social chair, I mean, just going out my way to talk to someone, text someone to make these plans for our frat, which usually when you're a social chair, you plan the mixers. So I guess that helped me with like going out my way to text you to plan something, mm-hmm. or maybe going up to you in person and be like, hey, you guys want to do this, you know, this Thursday, next Thursday, and just figure all that out. And then risk management, it probably gave me more like responsibility because I have to like watch out for some people when we're doing certain stuff.
Keep track,
make sure no one's doing anything out of pocket, out of line. So that gave me a lot more responsibility. I'm going to flip this to you. What are you again?
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy. They don't really do that much. But they. What do you think you could gain out of that?
What could I gain out? I mean, I'm also talking to more people about events.
Right.
Like, we're not supposed to talk about dates on here because, but.
Right. I got you.
But we have an event coming up with a philanthropy event, so it's gonna be a fun time.
Right,
suicide prevention walk.
Yep, the walk. We're all gonna be at that.
It's gonna be a good, hopefully a good showing.
Yeah, and maybe some people there we could recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to some people.
I know freshman year I did some suicide prevention walk or something.
I think during COVID, so my freshman year there was something like
they
that.
They like
too.
Gave free food or something.
Yeah, and another thing with our frat, so we sometimes have like last year we had food trucks, which I think would be considered for philanthropy.
Uh-huh.
That'd be your guys'
that
job.
That was something that you guys did. I remember because I used to work at WOW, and whenever you guys had the food truck, everyone did not go to WOW that night, and I was like, yes.
Yep, it sold out. Literally, the food truck sold out last time we had it. So it was crazy.
Cause we might have to do something like that.
Because the only thing down here is WOW and cafeteria, so once there's something new, mm-hmm. everyone wants to get that.
Yeah, because we don't have Subway anymore.
Right, they took away our Subway. They need to add something, man. Maybe Fidel's.
What do you think that they should...
what they should add here?
What they should put downstairs in the union.
They should put...
Like a McDonald's.
Yeah, a McDonald's or a Chick-fil-A, which I know I really doubt any of those are going to happen, but I think they should put a Chick-fil-A.
Like, all right, so... Andrew works for the Nailers, and they always have Chick-fil-A at the game at Nailers games.
Right. I mean, if it's at a Nailers game, I mean, you wouldn't
like. It's
really
not like
they
don't have like their own booth. Like they have like a tent set up.
Oh, really?
Food. So I think like they could put Chick-fil-A down
they
there.
They definitely could put something down there. Some
and it's
other
not
food.
Like they would not make. They would make a lot of money.
Yeah, that Subway. But I would always tell my family, "Hey, give me a couple of Subway gift cards, so I could go to the Subway." Wesley. Then they took it away from us. But yeah, hopefully they add something new, some new food here.
Yeah,
needs to be done.
So I asked Didi what his thoughts about the calf was.
The thoughts about
what,
the calf.
It do you depends. Do you enjoy going to the calf with the boys, and how, do you like the food?
Oh yeah, I enjoy going to the calf with the boys because when I'm with my boys, I'm really never on my phone, especially at the calf. I usually pull up with my boys. But yeah, it just depends on the day about the food, because you just got to look at the menu, make sure you go on a day that they got good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you got to, you know, analyze the food, make sure you know what you're putting in your tummy.
But even then, it's basically an everyday occurrence when we go to the calf.
Oh, yeah, every day we go to the calf.
No matter what they're having.
Yeah, with all of our friends in the frat, we text in our group chat, calf at 11, and we're all there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, brotherhood.
Great time.
It is.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our next segment right after this on 91.5. Welcome back, West Liberty. If you're just tuning in, I'm in the studio with Zach Whipp, and talking about his role as risk management chair of Phi Delta Theta.
Yep. We here.
Okay, so you're one of the big recruiting people. Like, you always recruiting people. You're always going out recruiting with Didi. What is your process
of recruiting somebody? When I first walk up to someone?
Yeah.
Well, first off, I just introduce myself, you know, tell them what fraternity I am, what we do, like, you know, we have mixers, we go to our president's house. You know, open house policy. You can come to the house anytime. We have our group chat, so if you ever need anything, you just text in there. So I just try to, like, explain to him that we're mostly a brotherhood, and, like, there's a lot of diversity in it, too, whether it's, you know, whatever, or, like, whatever you do. We all kind of do our own separate stuff, but, like, plays into each other, have a lot of like.
All of us, a lot of people are business majors or
right.
around that, but right. there's also like me who's broadcasting, mm-hmm. iBay who's broadcasting.
Yeah,
there's always people who are like special out of the group.
Right, and then like there's a lot of people in our frat that are the same major, so if you ever have a question about a class or anything, you could just ask them. And, you know, like for example, in our frat, we have Justin, which is a dual major in cybersecurity and CIS. My major is cybersecurity, so if I ever have questions, I just go up to him and ask him. Because most of the time, he's had the classes I've already took. So if I have any questions, just go up to him.
Okay, so tell me more about your major and why you decided to pick it.
When I was younger, I was really into computers and stuff. And when I came here my senior year of high school for a visit, they said they just added my major, which is cybersecurity, probably 4 years before 2020, so probably around 2015-16 they added it. And I don't know, it just caught my eye because I wanted to go to a four-year degree and just go to a job. And it just stuck out to me when he was explaining it to me. So I stuck with it ever since I visited down here my senior year.
Okay. And you're from Weirton.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Weirton, it could be boring, but it could also be fun. It just depends on what's going on. I mean, it's kind of like the same down here. You know, if there is something happening, everyone hears about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same.
Because I have some family from up there.
From Weirton?
From up in Weirton and Paris, which is right across the state line into PA.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of the same. I feel like Wheeling and Weirton are kind of the same. And back to that recruiting thing. We try to do recruiting every week. It just depends on what everyone's doing, but usually we try to do recruiting every week. Try to get new guys.
I feel like we always say, "Oh yeah, we're gonna go recruiting," but never happens.
Never happens. It just depends on what we got going on. If all of us are free, then yeah, we usually go on a recruitment run, which is usually through the union.
Yeah,
usually through the union. You've been on a couple recruitment runs, haven't you?
Yeah.
Thought so.
In the calf, probably. Calf.
Yeah, we go in the calf too sometimes. Usually the calf isn't the best place for it. Usually the union's the best place for recruitment. Besides, like, you know, inviting people over that already said, like, yeah, they're thinking about joining. You could tell when people are thinking about joining or not. You could just tell off the first get-go when you talk to them, usually.
Excuse me. I've got a cough.
No, you're good.
Excuse me.
Get them coughs on, man.
What was I going to ask? How did you decide to come to West Lib?
It was between Morgantown and West Liberty, and I decided West Liberty because it was a smaller school, and I feel like at the bigger schools, they just know you as, like, a number or, like, a hashtag whatever number. But the teachers here, they know you by your actual name. Like, there's only probably, at most, 35 students in the class compared to 120 in Morgantown, so that caught my eye first. One thing I was worried about was going to be too bored down here, but if you're ever too bored, like what I did, that was another reason why I joined the frat too, because there's not much to do down here.
Yeah.
And it gives you something to do all the time, really. Like, I'm never really bored down here. Make the best out of it.
We always go to the Highlands and
Highlands,
stuff.
Yeah. We always get food.
We always go to eat, stuff like that.
Yeah, we always plan stuff. We try to go out to eat every week. Usually we go like 3 times a week. It just depends. Depends if I'm broke or not.
Yeah. Living that broke college kid life.
Yeah, that broke college kid life. It's all right. That COVID fund came in, so it might help out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so final question before we wrap up, unless we think of something else. What position would you like to have that would be perfect for you in the frat, other than risk management?
I think social chair and risk management were the two best ones for me because, I mean, social chair, I get to plan the mixers and whatever, and then risk management, it gave me more responsibility with everyone else. So it gave me, you know, I don't know. I think both of those helped me out personally better. So I'll probably end up sticking with them unless something else comes up. I know you want to become the vice president, right?
Yes, sir.
You and Steven.
Steven's going to be president. Hopefully I'm going to be vice president.
How you feel about that?
It's going to be fun. I've got some ideas for my campaign.
That's good. You got to talk in front of all the alumni and stuff.
Oh.
Have a speech.
Okay, so what kind of speeches?
It
literally just like, oh, I'm going to be a good vice president.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Yeah, you don't even got to say anything specific. Just say you're running for vice president and what you're going to do. That's it. It don't even got to be long. You just got to have something.
Did you hear about my idea, my video that I'm going to do?
No, I didn't.
A Rocky montage.
Are you going to do
me? But it's just me.
It's just you.
It's just me.
Is that what you're going to do for your campaign?
That's just going to be like a little like, you know.
Yeah,
I'm Mason, and I approve this message.
Yeah, I think y'all would be good. I think y'all would be the president and vice president.
Yeah, we gotta keep the flame going.
Yeah, because honestly, I think Phi Delta past year has gone insanely up compared to...
Big ups.
Yeah. I mean, when I first joined, it wasn't bad, but compared to last year, it is 100%.
Yeah.
It's 100%.
We're finally starting to get stuff together. We're becoming more efficient.
Mm-hmm. We are.
We all know what we're doing.
Right. And we're brothers.
And we're brothers.
Like, we had something happen a week ago. We all stuck together.
Got through it.
You know, had to pull up to the house together.
It was a bad week, but we all had each other's backs.
It was a stressful week. And that's the only time I feel like I've had a stressful week that revolved around the frat.
Yeah.
That's the only time. Like, we're always doing our thing, chilling.
Yes, sir.
Having a good time. So if you would grade the frat so far, 1 to 10, what would you grade it?
1 to 10? Like an 8.
I think I would put it at 8, too.
Definitely could get better, but it's not mid.
Last year it was a 6. This year,
last year's a 6.
Yeah, last year was a 6 because
what was that?
What was the problem with it? Some of the people in there were very questionable, and like I could just tell that they were questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Which literally, I think 3 of them left from last year, so that tells it right there. And then this year we got a lot of good recruitments,
mm-hmm.
a lot of good heads there, and I feel like we're a lot closer than last year too. Last year we were not as close as this year.
Yeah,
we're a lot more closer this year.
I feel like we all do a lot more stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're a lot more close. Like last year we never went to the Highlands every other mm-hmm. day. We never did any of that. I mean, we had our bonfires and stuff, and I know because of COVID it might have been different, but yeah, compared to last year,
mm-hmm.
definitely an improvement, and we're still improving. Like, we're going to go on a recruitment run tomorrow, see if we could get anyone. Probably recruitment all week, honestly.
Yeah.
As long as everyone's not busy, I'm sure.
Because we got a quota we got to fill.
Yep.
It's not like we're hurting for guys. How many guys do we have? Like 15?
15, 16.
Mr. Secretary 17. Sitting
in the studio. We have 17 now.
17?
I would say, yeah, probably about 17.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would say 17 we have.
We got a couple more guys coming in, too. We got, what, like 3 or 4?
Okay.
We have 2 dudes confirmed right now. We're mm-hmm. going to try to get 3 or 4 more by the end of the semester.
Yeah.
So we'll have above 20 guys. That'll be perfect.
Yeah. Definitely the superior fraternity.
Yeah, we're the biggest national fraternity on campus.
Oh, yeah. International.
International. I said national, huh?
Yeah.
International. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Aren't we the only Gamma in West Virginia?
No, I think we are the only chapter in West Virginia.
Only active chapter.
There used to be chapters at WVU.
They got shut down.
Shut down.
Yeah. Marshall.
Yep, they all got shut down. What's crazy is, and like another thing about the frat is, so we went to this Mexican place in Wheeling, and we all, you know, we were all eating whatever we had, you know, did our stuff. We got pulled over because we had 4 people in the back seat. And the cop came and saw our letters and was like, "Are you in Phi Delta?" We were like, "Yeah." He was like, "I was a warden in 06. We were like, "Oh, really? Really? You know?" He was like, then he asked his officer, he's like, "What should we do with them?" He was like, "Just let them go." So we got away with that. And honestly, I believe they would have made us get another car and drive home if they weren't in Phi Delta. The dude saw our letters and instantly said, "Oh, you're in Phi Delta? I was there in 06 at West Liberty." It's like, what are the odds of that?
But we weren't around in 06.
They must have been an alumni from our...
Maybe alumni
or
from
alumni,
our original.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in the next interview.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll expand on that next
time. Yeah, I think we became a fraternity here 2015.
15? Yep.
We really? That recent?
2015.
Yep.
Probably should have known that. I thought it was like 2011 or something.
Yeah, something in the class that you should have remembered.
But yeah, like, I mean, there's a lot of pluses if you join our fraternity, and that was like an example right there. That's when I was really like, dang, like, we really can't get away with certain stuff. Well,
it's like networking.
Yeah, like not everything, but like you could get away with stuff if mm-hmm. you meet someone that's like in your fraternity, honestly. And you could go to a job and have an internship, and he could be, "Oh, I was in Phi Delta too."
Yeah.
Or you could go sign up for a job and put in your thingy, Phi Delta alumni. They could be like, "Oh, I was in Phi Delta too," and that could help you out with getting hired.
Yeah.
So it could help out with anything, honestly. Help out with anything.
It's honestly a great time.
It is. It helps you out in school, out of school, and even after school. It really does.
Hey, well, we're going to start wrapping it up here. I'd like to thank you, Whip, for joining me in the studio.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
If the ones listening enjoyed the show and want to get more information about Phi Delta, You can follow us on Instagram at FidelWVG. My next guest will be our warden, Andrew Dalton, in a few weeks. You've been listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM, and let's get back to the music.